CEO Radio, I'm Ray Hoffman for Inc. Magazine. She has gone from being an oboe player and music teacher to commercial airline pilot to today running the fastest-growing private jet service in the U.S., Desert Jet, ranking 69th on the Inc. 5000 list. Her name is Denise Wilson, and when she was in her late 20s teaching at a school in the foothills east of Los Angeles, she kept passing this sign that said, "Learn to fly."
Yes. Yeah, it was on the chain link fence around the airport, and I drove by that every day to and from school.
How long did the transition take from musician to flyer? About 3 years.
It became one of those things where I'd have my students outside in the school's courtyard practicing for a concert, and an airplane would fly overhead, and I would stop conducting, and I would look up and watch the airplanes fly overhead. It just happened enough times that I realized I needed to be a pilot.
More tomorrow. The whole conversation's at cbsnewyork.com/CEO Radio. Get your business recognized. Go to inc.com/5000. With CEO Radio, I'm Ray Hoffman. But obviously, between the agony of the double reed and a love of flying, you didn't stay in music. What started that? Yeah, what started that love of flying, and how was it nurtured, and how was it also perhaps stifled?
Well, you know, I had an interest in aviation starting from when I was a child, actually. My mom was an engineer, and back in the 70s, she was one of few female engineers. And she one time took me on a business trip that she had to take up to Seattle to meet with Boeing. And while I was there, I went to an air museum, the Air and Space Museum up in Seattle, and that was really my first exposure to aviation. I was maybe 13 or 14 years old. So I always knew I wanted to do something with an airplane. So on my 18th birthday, I went to the local airport, and they had demo flights available for, I think, $35. And I went up, and I took a demo flight. But unfortunately, I went with not the most charismatic flight instructor. He wouldn't let me fly the airplane. He didn't really talk to me. He just kind of flew me and gave me a little sightseeing trip. And so when I came back to the ground, I thought, well, you know, flying, that's nice. You know, I've checked it off my list, and I'm done with it. And it wasn't for about 10 years later that I shared that story with a very good flight instructor who said, you know what, come fly with me and you'll be hooked. And he was right.
Yeah, I understand you kept driving past a sign that said, learn to fly.
Yes. Yeah, it was on the chain link fence around the airport, and I drove by that every day to and from school.
And that's in Upland, California?
Yes.
Okay, how long did the transition take from musician to flyer?
Well, I started flying while I was still a musician and still a school teacher, and I'd say it took probably a full 3 years for me to decide that I wanted to change careers. It became one of those things where I'd have my students outside in the school's courtyard practicing for a concert, and an airplane would fly overhead, and I would stop conducting, and I would look up and watch the airplanes fly overhead, and it just happened enough times that I realized that I needed to be a pilot.